समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार श्रोताओं, हमारे स्टूडियो की घड़ी में शाम के ठीक 4:30 बजे हैं और इस समय है आपके न्यूज मैगजीन कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा का, जिसमें हम आपके लिए लेकर आते हैं वो सारी जानकारी जिनका आपसे है सरोकार। श्रोताओं, आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे। हम अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास आपको ले जाएंगे और जानेंगे कि क्या खास है उनके पास। इसके अलावा खेल की गतिविधियों पर भी हमारी नजर रहेगी और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तियों को भी याद करेंगे जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि है या जन्मदिन। और श्रोताओं, परिक्रमा के इस अंक में मैं हूं विनय सक्सेना और मेरे साथ हैं मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। अभिषेक नमस्कार।
हेलो विनय, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट विनय। एंड फॉर यू वी हैव अ सिलेक्शन ऑफ न्यूज़, अ डिस्कशन सेगमेंट, डेटलाइन इंडिया रिपोर्ट्स, कैप्सूल, ट्रिब्यूट्स एंड मच मोर। All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says that Pahalgam attack was a challenge to women power of the country and it has become a death knell for its perpetrators.
Pradhanmantri ne kaha sarkar mahilaon ke netritva wale vikas ko shasan ka kendra bana rahi hai.
Colombia withdraws statement condoling deaths in Pakistan after Indian strikes during the Operation Sindoor.
मिजोरम के लांगतलाई शहर में बारिश से हुए भूस्खलन में 6 घर क्षतिग्रस्त, कई लोगों के मारे जाने की आशंका।
इंडियाज यूकी भामरी एंड इस अमेरिकन पार्टनर रॉबर्ट गैलोवे स्टन 7 सीड्स टू एंटर 3rd round ऑफ टेनिस टूर्नामेंट फ्रेंच ओपन। And now, listeners, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about World No Tobacco Day.
श्रोताओं, आप सभी जानते हो कि तंबाकू का सेवन कितना खतरनाक होता है हम सबकी सेहत के लिए। विश्व तंबाकू निषेध दिवस आज विश्व स्तर पर तंबाकू के उपयोग के खतरों के प्रति जागरूकता बढ़ाने के लिए मनाया जा रहा है। यह दिन विश्व स्वास्थ्य संगठन द्वारा तंबाकू के उपयोग का समाप्त करने के लिए एक वैश्विक पहल है।
Yes, and WHO has announced the theme for this year, Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products. This campaign intends to shed light on the manipulative tactics the tobacco industry uses to make smoking appear attractive. We have a report.
According to WHO, an estimated 1.3 billion people consume tobacco worldwide, which is one of the leading causes of preventable death. While No Tobacco Day was first observed in the year 1987 with an aim to draw global attention to the tobacco epidemic and the preventable death and disease it causes, the theme for this year is Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products, which focuses on highlighting the hidden dangers of tobacco products that come in appealing flavors and packaging. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Yes, and tobacco products expose users to cancer-causing chemicals, and despite being extremely harmful, the product is consumed worldwide. And Vinay, I'd like to cite an official data here. Tobacco kills more than 8 million people each year, including an estimated 1.3 million non-smokers who are exposed to secondhand smoke. So let's tell our listeners what is secondhand smoking.
Secondhand smoking, जिसे passive smoking भी कहते हैं, के नाम से जाना जाता है, वो तब होता है जब आप धूम्रपान करने वाले व्यक्ति के साथ निकटता के कारण गलती से तंबाकू या सिगरेट या किसी अन्य प्रकार का धुआं अंदर ले लेते हैं। ये खतरनाक है और इससे श्वसन संबंधी समस्याएं, हृदय रोग, प्रजनन संबंधी समस्याएं और बहुत कुछ जैसी विभिन्न स्वास्थ्य समस्याएं हो सकती हैं। लेकिन अभिषेक, क्या करें आम आदमी, जब पब्लिकली लोग स्मोक करते हैं तो कहां तक बचा जाएगा? ये तो खुद ही सोचना है लोगों को कि इसको खत्म करें।
बट आई थिंक विनय,
एक डेजिग्नेटेड स्मोक जगह पे जाए और वहां जो कुछ करना है करें।
आई थिंक द टाइम्स आर चेंजिंग एंड नाउ वी सी special designated places for smoking in all major public places. And second-hand smoking has largely been curbed to a very large extent. And moving on, SLT stands for Smokeless Tobacco Products. It encompasses all tobacco products that are consumed in an unburned form. Smokeless tobacco can be used orally or nasally. And smokeless tobacco in India is used as chewing tobacco with or without lime, gutkha, khaini, jarda, etc. All examples of such use.
ये जो आपने भी जिक्र किया ना, गुटखा, खैनी, जर्दा, ये सस्ता नशा है, दो दो पांच पांच रुपए वाला, जिसे आदमी आसानी से लेता है,
डोंट फॉरगेट
पे रखता है, खा जाता है, खर्चा भी पता नहीं चलता.
यस,
ये तो दिक्कत है.
एब्सोल्युटली, एंड डोंट फॉरगेट अ वेरी इंडियन बीड़ी.
धूम्रपान और धूम्र रहित तंबाकू पदार्थ दोनों पर स्वास्थ्य का प्रतिकूल प्रभाव पड़ता है और ये असमय मृत्यु का कारण बनते हैं.
Yes, and the theme of World No Tobacco Day 2025 urges us to unmask these dangerous industry ploys. Flavored nicotine and tobacco products, attractive packaging, influencer endorsements on social media, and misleading health claims are tools of manipulation designed to recruit new users and keep existing users addicted.
आपने अभिषेक देखा होगा जो खैनी जर्दा खाते हैं, मुंह में भर लेते हैं, और जब आप उनसे बात करो तो ऊ करके बात करते हैं, और उनको वो थूकने में बड़ा तकलीफ फील होती है. वो समझते नहीं है कि कितना नुकसान हो रहा है उनका हेल्थ का.
दे आर नॉट जस्ट हार्मिंग देमसेल्व्स, बट दे आर आल्सो हार्मिंग द एनवायरनमेंट व्हेन दे स्पिट एंड
कहीं भी थूक देते हैं.
एब्सोल्युटली,
ये भी एक दिक्कत है.
एंड दे डिसकलर द सराउंडिंग्स.
नो, नॉट डिसकलर, दे कलरफुल, दे कलर्ड द वॉल्स. तंबाकू एक लगातार विकसित होने वाला और विकट खतरा बना हुआ है, और अब हम नए और उभरते निकोटीन और तंबाकू उत्पादों जैसे इलेक्ट्रॉनिक सिगरेट, गर्म तंबाकू उत्पाद और स्वाद वाले निकोटीन पाउच के आक्रामक उद्योग का सामना कर रहे हैं. इन्हें सुरक्षित विकल्प के रूप में पेश किया जा रहा है और जानबूझकर बच्चों और किशोरों को निशाना बनाया जा रहा है. हमारे देश में 13 से 15 वर्ष की आयु के अनुमानित 1,10,00,000 किशोर पहले से ही तंबाकू उत्पादों के आदि हो गए हैं, जो इस आयु वर्ग में विश्व का कुल 30% है. और ये एक बहुत खतरनाक बात है कि हमारे जो बच्चे हैं वो स्कूल के बाहर के स्टॉल्स पर और इन सब जगह पे जाके सिगरेट विगरेट पीते दिखाई देते हैं.
यस विनय, व्हाइल इट इज ऑलरेडी वेल नोन हाउ स्मोकिंग हार्म्स फिजिकल हेल्थ, द टॉक्सिक कंटेंट ऑफ सिगरेट्स डोंट स्पेयर मेंटल हेल्थ आइदर. एंड इन द कल्चर ऑफ चाय सुट्टा ब्रेक्स, स्मोकिंग इज कॉमनली थॉट टू रिमूव मेंटल रोड ब्लॉक्स, beckoning those light bulb moments of creativity. And now I'd like to ask you a question here, Vinay. Do you think, like we mentioned, chai sutta, don't you think the chai sutta, the concept of chai sutta has been glamorized by the media?
ye mithya hai, isko badhaya ja raha hai, isse koi farak nahi padta. ये फ्रस्ट्रेशन रिलीज करने वाली बात है, बाकी कुछ नहीं है. इसके अलावा इसे आमतौर पर तनाव कम करने वाला माना जाता है, जो कि एक बिल्कुल गलत बात है. लेकिन वास्तव में धूम्रपान आपके मानसिक स्वास्थ्य को कई तरह से खराब करता है. तंबाकू के कई हानिकारक प्रभाव होते हैं. भाई, आपको ब्रेक ही लेना है तो कुछ और कर लो.
Absolutely.
पानी पी लो, खाली चाय ही पी लो.
एब्सोल्युटली, इट आल्सो गिव्स अ वेरी फॉल्स सेंस ऑफ रिलीफ. मेनी पीपल स्मोक टू फील रिलैक्स्ड और रिड्यूस टेंशन, बट निकोटीन ओनली गिव्स टेंपरेरी रिलीफ. It actually increases anxiety and irritability once its effects wear off, and over time your brain starts depending on nicotine to feel normal.
अध्ययनों से पता चला है कि धूम्रपान करने वालों में धूम्रपान न करने वालों की तुलना में अवसाद से पीड़ित होने की संभावना अधिक होती है. निकोटीन आपके मस्तिष्क के मूड और भावनाओं को संभालने के तरीके को बदल देता है, जिससे कम ऊर्जा, उदासी और दैनिक गतिविधियों में रुचि की कमी हो सकती है.
एंड मेनी स्मोकर्स आल्सो स्ट्रगल विद पुअर स्लीप क्वालिटी, डिस्टर्ब स्लीप और इंसोम्निया, एंड पुअर स्लीप एड्स टू मेंटल स्ट्रेस, क्रिएटिंग अ हार्मफुल साइकिल.
और ये करने से लंबे समय में आपका तनाव बढ़ता है जीवन में, जो आपकी हेल्थ को भी इफेक्ट करता है.
एब्सोल्युटली, स्मोकिंग हैज बीन लिंक्ड विद इंक्रीज्ड चांसेस ऑफ मेंटल हेल्थ कंडीशंस लाइक एंजाइटी डिसऑर्डर्स. एंड टोबैको यूज, बोथ स्मोकिंग एंड स्मोकलेस फॉर्म्स, इज अ टॉप रिस्क फैक्टर फॉर ओरल कैविटी कैंसर्स. And certain forms of tobacco, such as cigars and chewing tobacco, affect the risk of lung cancer, but greatly increase your chance of developing mouth cancer. So keep in mind, even if you stopped using tobacco years ago, your risk for oral cancer may still be high. This is a worrying fact, isn't it?
और अभिषेक, कई बार लोगों को ऐसा देखा जाता है कि उन्हें थोड़ी देर तक सिगरेट या और तंबाकू का कोई प्रोडक्ट न मिले तो उन्हें बेचैनी सी होने लगती है.
In fact, I know some people who cannot even go to the restroom or the loo without a beery or cigarette in hand.
Yes, तंबाकू ओरल कैंसर का एक अहम कारण माना जाता है. तंबाकू से बने प्रोडक्ट जैसे सिगरेट मुंह के कैंसर, गले के कैंसर, फेफड़ों के कैंसर और ब्लड कैंसर का कारण बनता है. मुंह के कैंसर से हर साल लाखों लोगों की जान जाती है, जिसका सबसे बड़ा कारण तंबाकू या तंबाकू के प्रोडक्ट्स का इस्तेमाल करना है. ओरल कैंसर से बचने के लिए क्या करें? तंबाकू और धूम्रपान से दूरी बनाएं. तंबाकू और धूम्रपान ओरल कैंसर के सबसे बड़े कारण है.
यस, एंड टॉकिंग टू आकाशवाणी न्यूज, pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine doctor at AIIMS New Delhi, Karan Madan, said that consumption of tobacco in any form is harmful for health. He added that it impacts human health severely.
As we all know, today is World No Tobacco Day. It is a very, very important event for us to again remember that stopping use of tobacco in every form, be it smoked tobacco or smokeless tobacco, is very, very important. Smoking is a very, very big risk factor. Smoking in the form of either cigarette smoking, bidi smoking, or other forms of tobacco has lot of health effects, and it ranges from all ages, from small children to older adults. The side effects can include respiratory problems, like acute respiratory illnesses in children, respiratory infections, COPD, asthma, and these patients can have a very, very poor and debilitating quality of life in later stages. Also, it's very important to note tobacco is a very, very strong risk factor for various cancers, of which notably we know that lung cancer is very important, and also other cancers are strongly associated with smoking. These include cancer of the pancreas, bladder, oral cancer, and aerodigestive tract cancer, bladder cancer. And these, you know, sometimes present in very, very advanced stages wherein no treatment is sometimes possible, and it is a very important cause of increased death and mortality. So it is very important for us to take this day in a very important manner. People start use of tobacco in young ages. They see it as peer group practice. They see in family people using tobacco, their friends using tobacco, and they start this habit thinking that it is pretty innocuous and will not have any health effects. But by the time the health effects set in, it's usually too late, and it is very difficult to come out of that trap. So today, let us remember this day, take this step to discourage use of tobacco in smoked and smokeless form in all possible ways to make the realization of Healthy India reality in the future.
So to conclude our discussion, Vinay, tobacco use not only kills prematurely, it deepens poverty, damages the environment, and burdens families and health systems. So this World No Tobacco Day is a call for vigilance and action.
तो आइए श्रोताओं, हम तंबाकू मुक्त विश्व और स्वस्थ विश्व के लिए संकल्प लें।
Yes, and in Ladakh, the District Health Society Kargil observed World No Tobacco Day today with the theme Unmasking the Appeal, Exposing Industry Tactics on Tobacco and Nicotine Products. And as part of the observance, a 5-kilometer No Tobacco Awareness Marathon was organized in Kargil under the banner Run for a Cause, Run for Health. We have more from a correspondent.
The marathon was flagged off by Deputy Commissioner Kargil Shrikant Suse from Tourist Facilitation Center Kargil. Over 50 students, both boys and girls from different schools across the district, ran with the message Run for a Cause, Run for Health. In the boys category, Mohammed Johar from Boys Higher Secondary School Kargil clinched the gold medal, followed by Mohammed Javed with silver and Sarfaraz Ali from Munshi Habibullah Mission School Kargil with bronze medal. In the girls race, Tahira Banu from Jaffrey Academy of Modern Education took gold, while Maksuma and Anjum Ara from Girls Higher Secondary School Kargil won silver and bronze respectively. Deputy Commissioner Kargil Shrikant Suse, while talking on this occasion, said,
"Usmein humne is baar ek unique concept ko aazmaya ki jo 5 kilometer ka ek run, usmein humne aaj early morning TFC se flag off kiya, aur isme jo Kargil town ke jitne bhi schools hai uske bachche unhone shirkat. Hamara yahi koshish thi ki is saal ka जो थीम है कि जो टोबैको प्रोडक्ट्स का जो इस्तेमाल हो रहा है या सेवन हो रहा है उसमें नए नए प्रोडक्ट्स जो आ रहे हैं या नए नए टैक्टिक्स जो आ रहे हैं जिसकी वजह से खासतौर से हमारे बच्चे अफेक्ट हो रहे हैं और उनको ये नए टेक्निक्स की थ्रू ज्यादा अट्रैक्ट करने की कोशिश की जाती है उसको रोकने के लिए एक अवेयरनेस इस रन के माध्यम से किया गया।
The additional deputy commissioner Kargil Imtiaz Kacho, present as guest of honor, also stressed the importance of such event and shared updates on the ongoing World Environment Week. Certificates and mementos were distributed among participants with special appreciation to Team Stringmo and the supervising physical teachers from Youth Services and Sports Department Kargil, Iftikhar Hussain and Mohammed Yunus. For Parikrama, this is Anad Ali from Kargil Union Territory of Ladakh.
और श्रोताओं, अब चलते हैं अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानते हैं कि उनके पास क्या विशेष है आपके और हमारे लिए।
Yes, sir. Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi inaugurated the 103 Amrit railway stations, including 13 in Tamil Nadu, of which 6 redeveloped railway stations in Trichy division of Southern Railway under the Amrit Bharat station scheme through video conferencing on the 22nd of May. We have more from a correspondent.
The six stations in Trichy Division, Srirangam, Mannargudi, Thiruvannamalai, Polur, Chidambaram and Virudachalam were modernized at a total cost of 40.6 crore rupees. The stations were upgraded with modern passenger-friendly hubs, improved amenities, multimodal integration and enhanced aesthetics. The energy-efficient lights and solar panels and CCTV surveillance systems were also included to ensure passenger safety. Road access, parking bays and pedestrian walkways inside the stations were also improved and integrated passenger information systems with modern signages were installed. Situated in Trichirappalli district, Srirangam is renowned for famous Ranganathan Swami temple. With a redevelopment cost of 6.77 crore, the station has been enhanced with upgraded waiting halls, dormitories, retiring rooms, digital facilities, improved parking and landscaping, making it befitting of its religious and tourism significance. Mannargudi in Thiruvarur district, known for the famous Rajagopala Swami temple, was redeveloped at a cost of ₹4.69 crores. The station now features an AC waiting hall, upgraded terminal, PF shelters, digital systems and improved accessibility, offering a smoother experience to pilgrims and daily travelers alike. Thiruvannamalai is an important pilgrimage center in Tamil Nadu. With ₹8.27 crores invested, the station has seen extensive improvements including a model terminal, waiting hall, new PF shelters, a festival block and digital enhancements, making it more welcoming for lakhs of devotees visiting the renowned Arunachaleshwara temple. Strategically located in Thiruvannamalai district, Polur serves local commuters and pilgrims heading towards religious sites in the region. Redeveloped with ₹6.15 crores, the station now features a renewed terminal, waiting hall, booking counters, enhanced PF shelters, toilets, digital boards and improved accessibility features. Home to iconic Nadaraja temple, Chidambaram in Kadalur is a major pilgrimage and academic center. With ₹5.96 crores in redevelopment, the station boasts a renovated terminal, new archway, improved concourse, retiring rooms, public toilets, digital boards and upgraded platform infrastructure. Located in Kadalur district, Virudachalam connects multiple trunk routes. With ₹9.17 crores invested on upgradation, the station has received terminal and PF surface upgrades, retiring rooms, a new arch, better lighting, Divyanjan amenities and digital signage, boosting its operational efficiency. Kulithurai station, located in Kanyakumari district near Tamil Nadu-Kerala border in Trivandrum, caters to coastal commuters and pilgrims heading to Kanyakumari. With ₹5.35 crores in upgrades, the station now features a refurbished facade, enhanced toilets, coach indication systems, digital signage and Divyanjan access features. A total of 15 railway stations were identified in Trichy division under Amrit Bharat station scheme, of which work in 6 stations were completed. The work at other railway stations including Tanjore, Thiruvarur, Mayiladuthurai and Ariyalur will be completed soon. Shanti Ramesh for Parikrama from Akashwani Tiruchirappalli.
Assam has introduced the Mukhyam Mantri Vigyan Pratibha Sandhan Yojana, aimed at nurturing students with a keen interest in science. Let's hear more.
To ignite scientific temperament amongst the students, the Assam government has introduced the Mukhya Mantri Vigyan Pratibha Sandhan Yojana. Under this scheme, 40 students from the state to be selected through a rigorous selection process involving a written examination and online interactions. The main goal of this program is to promote and develop young minds in the fields of science by providing them with the opportunity to follow their scientific interests and do research. Students will be divided into small groups based on their area of interest and will be sent to renowned technology institutes in the state and country for a one-week fellowship camp. The students will also get online counseling by institutional counselors throughout the year based on their needs. 3 best students will get the opportunity to visit excellent technology institutes abroad. Through this program, students will have the chance to work closely with experienced scientists, researchers and educators who will mentor and guide them. The government hopes to promote and empower aspiring scientists through this project, promoting a strong scientific community in the state who can make important contributions to the development of Assam and the nation as a whole. Aminul Haq Juddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. And as a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News is presenting a special series. Today we remember India's first Paramvir Chakra awardee, Major Somnath Sharma, who made the supreme sacrifice during India-Pakistan War of 1947-48.
Born in January 1923 in Himachal Pradesh, Major Somnath Sharma was commissioned into the Kumaon Regiment in February 1942. In October 1947, when Pakistan launched a tribal invasion of Jammu and Kashmir, he played a pivotal role in defending the valley. Despite having his arm in a plaster cast, Major Somnath Sharma insisted on leading D Company of 4 Kumaon, which was airlifted to Srinagar on October 31st. On November 3rd, his company was tasked with holding a position near Budgam, while two other companies returned to base. At 14:35 hours, they came under sudden attack by around 700 enemy forces with small arms, mortars and heavy automatics, inflicting heavy casualties on the Indians. Refusing to retreat, Major Sharma motivated his men to hold their ground. Even with limited firepower and mounting casualties, he continued to lead from the front, filling magazines and operating light machine guns with one usable hand. While he was busy fighting the enemy, a mortar shell exploded on the ammunition near him. That ended the promising career of young Major Sharma. In his final message to Brigade Headquarters, he said, "I shall not withdraw an inch but will fight to the last man and the last round." Major Somnath Sharma was awarded Paramvir Chakra posthumously. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
और श्रोताओं, अब चलते हैं खेल के मैदान की ओर और जानते हैं वहां की हलचल। फ्रेंच ओपन टेनिस में भारत के यूकी भांबरी और अमेरिका के रॉबर्ट कैलोवे की जोड़ी पुरुष डबल्स के तीसरे दौर में प्रवेश कर गई है। क्वार्टर फाइनल में जगह बनाने के लिए भांबरी और कैलोवे का सामना अब अमरीकी जोड़ी क्रिश्चियन हैरिसन और इवान किंग से होगा।
Yes, and now we will take on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
On 31st of May 1921, Gandhian nationalist Pingali Venkaya presented the initial design of the national flag to Mahatma Gandhi during the Vijayawada session of the All India Congress Committee. The original design consisted of two colors, red and green. To the center of the horizontally divided flag, Lala Hansraj Sondhi suggested the addition of the traditional spinning wheel, which was associated with Gandhiji's crusade to make Indians self-reliant by fabricating their own clothing from local fibers. Gandhiji modified the flag by adding a white stripe in the center, thus also providing a clearly visible background for the spinning wheel.
The flag came to be associated with Nationhood for India, and it was officially recognized at the annual meeting of the Congress Party in August 1931. At the same time, the current arrangement of stripes and the use of deep saffron instead of red were approved. During the Second World War, Subhash Chandra Bose used the flag without the spinning wheel in the territories freed by the Indian National Army. Post-independence, a National Flag Committee under President Rajendra Prasad replaced the charkha with the Ashok Chakra.
We also remember freedom fighter and former Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Dwarka Prasad Mishra, who died on the 31st of May 1988. Dwarka Prasad Mishra actively contributed to the nationalist movements and was associated with the non-cooperation movement and the Quit India movement.
Dwarka Prasad Mishra was born on 5th of August 1901 in Unnao district of Uttar Pradesh. In the year 1920, Dwarka Prasad Mishra jumped into the freedom struggle on the call of Mahatma Gandhi. He joined the non-cooperation movement and remained in the front line of the nationalist movements. He served prison sentences during the years 1932, 1940 and 1942. He became a minister of central provinces in 1937 and 1946.
A journalist and literator, Dwarka Prasad Mishra edited Sri Sharda monthly in 1921, Dainik Lokmat in 1931, and the weekly Sarathi in 1947.
Mm-hmm. और श्रोताओ बात करते हैं उन हस्तियों की जिनका आज जन्म हुआ या मृत्यु हुई। सबसे पहले बात करेंगे हम महारानी अहिल्याबाई होलकर की। अहिल्याबाई होलकर मल्हार राव होलकर के पुत्र खांडे राव की पत्नी थी। अहिल्याबाई किसी बड़े राज्य की रानी नहीं थी, लेकिन उन्होंने अपने कार्यकाल में जो कुछ किया वो आश्चर्यचकित कर देने वाला है। उन्होंने कई युद्धों में अपनी सेनाओं का नेतृत्व वीरता के साथ किया और बहुत सी धर्मशालाएं और मंदिर बनवाए और स्त्रियों को उनका सम्मान दिलवाया।
Yes, and Krishna Kumar Kunnat or KK passed away on this day in 2022, popularly known as KK. He was an Indian playback singer. KK is regarded as one of the greatest playback singers of India, noted for his versatility in a variety of music genres.
Yaad aayenge ye pal, pal, ye hai pyaar ke pal, chal.
And his song Tarap Tarap Ke from the 1999 film Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam earned him his first Filmfare Award for Best Male Playback Singer nomination. Let's listen to it.
Tarap ke is dil se aah nikalti rahi mujhko saza di pyar ki aisa kya guna kiya to lut gaye तड़प तड़प के इस दिल से आह निकलती रही मुझको सजा दी प्यार की ऐसा क्या गुनाह किया तो लुट गए।
And John Henry Bonham was born on this day in 1948. He was an English musician who was a drummer of the rock band Led Zeppelin, noted for his speed, power, first single-footed kick drumming, distinctive sound and feel for groove. He is regarded as one of the greatest and most influential drummers in history. Let's listen into the band's hit track, Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for.
और श्रोता अब बात करेंगे कमला दास की। कमला दास अंग्रेजी और मलयालम की प्रसिद्ध लेखिका थीं। इन्हें साहित्य अकादमी, एशियन पोएट्री अवार्ड और अन्य कई पुरस्कारों से नवाजा गया। कमला दास का नाम 1984 में साहित्य के नोबेल पुरस्कार के दावेदारों की सूची में भी गया और इन्हें इसके अलावा केरल साहित्य अकादमी पुरस्कार से भी नवाजा गया।
Pankaj Roy was born on this day in 1928. He was an Indian cricketer who played in 43 test matches, including once as captain. He was a right-handed opening batsman, perhaps best known for establishing the world record opening partnership in test cricket of 413 runs together with Vinu Mankad against New Zealand at Chennai. And he has been honored with the Padma Shri. And he was also, in 2000, he was also appointed as the Sheriff of Kolkata.
Anil Biswas. बॉलीवुड के प्रसिद्ध संगीतकार आप सभी जानते होंगे और इनके नाम से वाकिफ भी होंगे। वो हिंदी फिल्मों के गीत संगीत के स्वर्ण युग के सारथी रहे हैं और उन्होंने न सिर्फ अपने संगीत से फिल्म संगीत को शास्त्रीय, कलात्मक और मधुर बनाया, बल्कि अनेक गायक गायिकाओं को तराशकर हीरे जवाहरात की तरह भी प्रस्तुत किया। उन्होंने तलत महमूद, लता मंगेशकर, मुकेश, सुरैया को आगे बढ़ाया और उन्होंने जो एक प्रसिद्ध गाना दिया जिसका नाम था
हम और तुम और ये खुशी, ये बह बहे ये दिल लगी, छिटकी हुई है चांदनी, हम और तुम और ये खुशी।
Yes, and Clint Eastwood Jr. was born on this day in 1930. He's an American actor and film director. After achieving success in the Western TV series Rawhide, Eastwood rose to international fame with his role as the man with no name in Sergio Leone's Dollars Trilogy and Spaghetti Westerns during the mid-1960s, and as anti-hero cop Harry Callahan. These roles, among others, have made Eastwood an enduring cultural icon of masculinity. Elected in 1986, Eastwood served for 2 years as the mayor of Carmel by the Sea, California.
Arna Sahab Kirloskar ka vastavik naam Balwant Pandurang Kirloskar hai. उन्होंने नाटकों के कला पक्ष को समृद्ध किया और मराठी रंगमंच की आधुनिक तकनीक आरंभ की। लोकमान्य तिलक के शब्दों में, इन्होंने अपने नाटकों के द्वारा भारतीय संस्कृति का पुनरुद्धार किया।
Yes, and also Raj Khosla was born on this day 1925. He was one of the top directors, producers and screenwriters in Hindi film industry from the 1950s and 1980s. He was known for bringing the new noir and style in Indian cinema and also as a women's director because he showcased actresses at their best. So with that, it's time to wind up our edition of Parikrama. So from Vinay and me, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, till the next time, bye and Namaskar. Namaskar.